Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your hosts, Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe. And our phone number here at the station is 760-337-8874. And don't forget to catch us on our podcast on KXORadio.com.
That about covers it.
No, yes, I'm Scott.
She's Maria. And to our right is Dominic Vallejo. He's a mental health rehabilitation technician.
Good morning. Good morning.
For the county.
He's back.
Thank you very much. And it's a pleasure.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Last time we left in the show, he goes, come back soon. I didn't think it
little
was going to be.
I didn't think
it was going to be this.
I'm glad it's this soon.
So let's just throw this out and run with it.
Sure.
337-8874 if you got questions or comments today. Is the only time we can change January 1st with New Year's revolutions or whatever?
What are you talking about? I have no idea.
I mean, isn't that the only time that we can ever kind of self-examine ourselves and say, okay, this is working for me, maybe this isn't working as well.
No, it's all the time.
And then I can write stuff down and good because...
Don't confuse me, Scott.
It lasted like an hour and a half.
Yeah, I was a little bit confused there for a minute myself.
Yes, I have no idea. Just say it out.
Yeah.
That was the whole point, right?
If I'm confused, a lot of our listeners will also be confused.
Okay, so January 1st, New Year's resolutions, not revolutions.
It's not the revolution, is it?
Well, it could be revolutionary.
It could be a revolution, especially when it comes to change.
One would hope. But it's like you know, in kind of pop culture, it's like the change window, right? I mean, it's like, okay, that's when you're supposed to do it.
No, it also happens on your birthdays.
Oh, really?
Yes. You know. Now that you're going to turn 30, 40, 50, 60,
it's
whatever.
It's time to start acting like a grown
up.
Or when you get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Or when you have a baby. Yeah. You know, you know that you're having a baby and
that
you know
is
what?
Trouble.
I'm going to change my lifestyle now.
Sure. Or when you get the bad news from the doctor.
Or when you graduate from high school.
There you go.
Or college.
Ooh, you're right. You're at high cholesterol scores and stuff like that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of points in our life that makes us. You know, milestones are...
When the doctor leans over and says, have you ever heard of the body mass index? And you're like, no. He said, well, you just set a record.
No, that would be bad. They would just send you straight to the hospital.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So what we're going to talk about today is change, right? And we're kind of warming up by saying there are some moments where change kind of jumps up at you and says, hey, look, pay attention to me. It's time to get moving here.
Yeah, definitely so. And that's an excellent topic to cover.
Is it to our advantage, perhaps, to kind of regularly schedule noticing change opportunities? Or do you think we can just wait for the doctor's bad news or the baby or the New Year's? Or do you think there's enough moments in life that just pop up that give us those moments, those little windows of change? Or should we kind of keep an eye on it?
Oh, sure. I think there's plenty of moments that offer the opportunity for change. It's whether or not you're aware of it. I think that's what makes the big...
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingüe. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.